Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 43 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man, with you, as always, your hosts.
I'm Ryan, I'm The Good.
And I'm Dan, I'm The Dan.
And I'm Ben, I'm The Florida Man. We're coming at you live with our new podcast recording equipment. You'll have heard two episodes already with this stuff, but... surprise, we filmed this one first. Ha ha ha, you got us.
The power of out of order.
Yeah, the power of... if this is your first time listening to us, welcome. Thank you for joining us. We are three stand-up comedians that got shut down as the world did by COVID, and we decided to turn to a podcast just to keep our entertainment dreams alive. We are still stand-up comedians, so we do have shows coming up. Ryan, do you have anything coming up?
I've got college shows coming up. I'm going to be in Alaska, and I'm just excited about that.
Oh, that's exciting.
So, yeah.
What part?
Anchorage. Yeah.
I love it.
So are you going to eat the salmon big up there?
Like a bear.
You better.
You're going to jump in the river.
I am, yeah.
And grab them
and
out.
Freeze to death immediately, because I've got no heat that emanates from my body.
Same.
Dan, what about you? You got shows coming up?
Do I have shows coming up? Basically, if I just join Ben on tour.
Yeah.
Yes, that's basically it. So, Ben, do you have shows coming up?
Yes, we do. We will be on May 19th, Fort Wayne, Indiana at the Summit City Comedy Club. On May 20th and 21st, we'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Comedy Club. And May 22nd, we'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Louisville Comedy Club. I think I also have a show in July in Nashville, but I don't have that information right now, but that's where we'll be coming up soon. With that being said, let's just jump into today's content, which is just answering all the questions that you guys have sent us that we have not had time previously to answer. So I will get this one kicked off. Our first question comes from Amaya D. She says, "Hi, I just discovered Ben's content 2 weeks ago in this podcast last week. I then proceeded to binge all 34 episodes over Thanksgiving break. I'm a Florida girl who's going to college in Chicago, my mistake, and watching you guys make me feel a little less homesick. Thinking of a question was hard. All the good ones have been asked, but here it is. What's your favorite fact about you / your life that you like to throw into conversation and then never explain? Mine might be that I'm the first and probably last person to have my last name in my family. Thanks, A."
I love that. I love that. That's a great fact.
Yeah.
It's a great question, a great fact.
Do you guys have anything off the top of your head? I feel like most of everything I say to people is just a weird fact about my life that I then never explain. The one I throw out a lot, which is weird to say because I've explained this on the podcast, but I usually don't. When I was 13, I was triple dog dared to jump on an alligator.
God, so
and then I did it. Usually I just drop that one and leave.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like to be honest with you, I don't know if I necessarily tell people a fact, but what I do like to do is see how long it takes for someone to address the fact that I have an accent. Takes like a certain amount of time, and you can see that it in their eyes. You can see it that they're like, I can hear it now. Like it starts out where it's like, does he have an accent? And they'll keep talking to me, and they're like, he has an accent. Should I ask him about his accent? I don't know if I
have you.
Okay, I'm going to ask him about his accent, and then it's just a slow progression into a long conversation.
Have you ever switched your accent up just in the middle
I
of conversation?
Should
just start switching it.
Really funny.
Until people ask you what the fuck is going on.
Should I test out my American accent? Have I done it on that podcast?
I think maybe a little bit, but give us some more.
Okay. What?
Hello. This is Dan. This is my American accent.
Hey, I'm Daniel.
I'm going to try and talk
in an American accent this whole time and see if I can actually do it. That would actually be fun.
Okay.
Let's see if we can.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Let's see if we can do this. I feel like I become more manly. That or I can do like girly, but I'm going to try and be normal.
Why does
it
sound like
accent?
Just a tougher Midwestern guy?
That goes Midwest.
Yeah, funnily enough, in an American accent, I'm a top. that's crazy.
Just a fun fact.
Wild.
Ryan, you got anything?
I think it's normally like the photographic memory or like the government stuff.
Yeah, but, and you just never explain it.
Yeah, and not explaining it to be like, whatever. Like,
not that photographic memory needs an explanation.
You'd be surprised how many people ask about it because they're like, "What do you mean? Like, how do you see it?" Like, and I was like, "I see pictures. Like, that's what I see. Like, I can read stuff that used to be in front of me that isn't anymore." And so,
What I would give, bro.
Right. It was so helpful.
Let me ask you, how does that work with ADHD? Do you just have tons of fucking pictures like flying? Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. Yeah. But, I don't mean to swear right out the gate.
I've already said it.
Imagine like one of those like flip books that like it shows like one continuous thing.
Uh-huh.
Now it's not continuous. Like it's just everywhere.
I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. It's fun though. I like it. Something
yeah,
helpful.
That's weird because my memories are very just like I get one aspect of the memory. Like really? I either like I'll know of a situation, but like I'll either know what happened only because it was described to me. Uh-huh. I will see what happened, but I won't hear or feel anything about it. I will hear what happened, but I won't see or feel anything about it. Or I'll only have an emotion attached to the memory, but I won't have any like video or any audio that comes with it.
Wow.
And it's very few and far between.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's really wild.
Yeah, like I have a memory of one time my dad, my brother, and I were driving down a street. My dad was driving. We were very young. We were driving, and I don't remember anything other than I remember feeling anxious because I knew my dad was upset. But I could not tell you why.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why he was upset. I can't see us. All I know is that we were driving, and I was young, and I went, oh, no, Dad's upset. Like, that's the only
thing that sticks.
That's the only memory that I have.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I have very weird. So, interestingly enough, I actually can remember slightly when I was a baby. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but I have a faint memory.
How baby are we talking?
I genuinely.
Did you see your mom's?
No. Do have memories.
Okay,
of...
no.
And what? I can't tell you that. When I was 2 years old, I do have memories. I have like a very weird memory that like goes back further than I feel like most people do.
Absolutely.
I can remember when I was 2 years old. I slightly remember when I was a baby. I remember the one that sticks out the most is I remember being on a blanket, sitting, and a whole bunch of kids running around me. And I didn't know who the kids were or anything like that. But I remember, and it wasn't actually like in color either.
Oh, that's
I saw.
You saw it in black and white.
Kind of a little bit. Yeah. It was like faint coloration, right? Like nothing crazy. But I have faint memories like that from when I was a baby, which is a very weird thing. And I don't know why.
I'm glad you noted it's a weird thing, though.
Especially because I feel like now I'm developing like dementia slightly and like lose a lot of my memory. Like my short term memory, like right now, is like, yeah, and maybe that'll fix with that or all. But yeah.
Yeah. My first memory was a dream. Like, that is the very first thing I remember was dreaming. Ooh. And I had a dream that I was, like, in my 20s, like, talking to my parents in my, like, kitchen. But the problem is that I had no memories before that.
Yeah.
So then I woke up, and then I was in – I remember running into my parents' room and going, Mommy, Daddy. And then I literally stopped and thought, wait, I don't know what those words mean.
Yeah.
And so that was crazy. Just – that's how I started existing and started memory was a dream. And so that's always been a weird thing for me where it's like – what is real?
Well, but that's why I honestly so like weird. Asking people what their first memory was, because it's like, it's so interesting to figure out like when that's kind of started, like that starting point of like life began.
I woke up on my couch.
Really?
This is in Ormond Beach, Florida. I woke up. I remember waking up on my couch. It was in the living room. I can see it now. The couch is this way. We had a big like double door entrance into the living room because mm-hmm. it was like a beach house and nobody built it correctly. Mm. And there was a couch there. The back was facing kind of like, well, I guess technically the front of the couch was facing the front of the house, but we never used that door. We like walked in the back door all the time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. I woke up on the couch. That's it.
Wow.
That's all I remember.
Do you remember how old you were?
No. I'm going to guess 7 though, because I don't really have any memories before that.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's late. Like, I want to let you know that that's, like his was really early, yours was not. Like,
that's... My ADHD and my trauma held hands.
And they skipped merrily through 7 years.
Yeah.
They kind of blacked out 7 years of his life.
Yeah, they walked through my memory bank and went, we're not going to need that one, and we're not going to need that one, and now I'm here. And I don't know how I got here.
Perfect.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think any of us know how we got here, if we're completely fair. Honest.
Honestly. We turn it slightly. The next question comes from Shauna L. After listening to episode 22, I am half convinced that Ben is the lead in some Disney adventure. With that being said,
I have Ben.
With that being said, what Disney cinematic worlds would you all like to be in?
Ooh, Treasure Planet's up there for me.
Yeah, Treasure Planet is.
Yeah.
Atlantis would be so fun.
Atlantis, I feel like, is just mildly different 1915.
Yeah, you know? Maybe not.
Yeah.
The other thing about Atlantis is that if we go into Atlantis, what are the odds that any of us are Atlanteans or on the mission? We're just going to be three dudes in 1915.
I'd be the white guy from Atlantis.
Yeah.
We're the same way that I'm the white guy from Zimbabwe.
Like, Ryan would be Milo.
Ah,
yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe I would be the explosives guy,
I would be the hot. Yeah. I would like to be the hot blonde chick. I forget her name, but yes.
Oh,
Margaret Thatcher. it's not.
I just love the image of to Ben every hot woman like is a blonde Thatcher. Is Margaret Thatcher. Like,
well, no, I think if we look this up,
I don't know if Margaret Thatcher even blonde.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
This is going to be a weird Google search. Thatcher.
You can look up young Margaret Thatcher. I'm going to look up the blonde woman's name.
In
Helga.
Actually, I feel like I would be the crazy old millionaire.
Helga is the
who funds Atlantis.
Is the one that like cooks. She's the old one.
Is it? I'm pretty sure.
It is Helga Sinclair.
Yeah, Helga Sinclair.
I remember that because she's like Helga Sinclair. Something.
She's
sitting in the dock.
Okay, Margaret Thatcher's hair went through a lot of different things because at some point it does look very blonde.
Who is Margaret Thatcher? Where did that come from?
She used to be the Prime Minister of England.
Yeah, she was the first female Prime Minister.
Yeah, all I got is that's an important name.
I don't think they've had a female Prime Minister since Margaret Thatcher.
All I have in my brain is that it's an important name and it's a woman.
They have a theory. Can I tell you a salacious theory? Not a salacious theory, a salacious rumor. Margaret Thatcher in Zimbabwe, and that is that her and Robert Mugabe, had an affair. Isn't that crazy?
That would be crazy.
Side Zimbabwean fact for you guys.
Wow.
Where people theorized because they were very close. Relations with Britain and Zimbabwe were great at a certain point when she was prime minister. So yeah, interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's actually really interesting.
I just wanted to give you a random Zimbabwe fact.
Thank you for the random Zimbabwe fact.
Well, a Zimbabwean rumor.
We still have a Disney Cinematic World. I feel like we've been asked this question before.
Well, I feel like we have to, but like, I don't know. Would we don't necessarily have to, would it be like broad spectrum, like we're just in the world of that
or
thing?
Or being in the
or
movie.
Or we're in the movie. Mm. Because if we're in the movie, that's cool
for
me, and I can be like Lilo and Stitch.
The question is, what Disney cinematic world would you all like to be in? Not necessarily the movie, but just the world that was created there.
Yeah, I don't think we're any sort of hero or anything. I think we're just literally just like, we're Den.
I'd love
we're
to be
Dan,
in big...
Ben, and Ryan.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in Big Hero 6 world. That seems
that's
like a fun
cool. Okay.
One.
I want to be in Wall-E.
Is this new one? You want to be... I feel like that would be the movie that I'm in, at least. like, of all the movies, they'd be like, yeah, this guy.
Wall-E would find me. I'd still be on Earth. Wall-E would be like, you're not.
You're in the trash dump. You're like, the plant is growing, and you're like.
steps on the plant.
I would just start helping Wall-E. Like, what up, dude? We're just picking up all this trash. I'd survive on, like, bacon bits that haven't expired and Twinkies that I'd find everywhere.
I just love the image of you being cryogenically frozen for a while to be like, and then the Florida man came back.
No, I'm not even cryogenically frozen. I just stayed.
I'm not getting on a ship and going into space.
I'd be like, y'all are crazy. If you leave, nobody's here.
Who's going to clean all
this
trash?
Best.
Yeah. You guys are going to leave me the whole planet? I'm explorerating. And then I would just go and they'd be up in space and I would start like my own farm. That's it.
Beautiful.
Podcast from Earth, brought to you by Ben.
Earthcast. Welcome to Earthcast episode 74.
All right, we got another question from Joy M. Hey guys, love your podcast. Thanks. It's the highlight of my week and I'm always sending your content to my friends. Double thanks. That actually really helps. Before I begin, I have a story and a question. First, the story. Every week I watch the podcast with one of my friends who's slowly becoming a popular content creator. Ooh. He's extremely worried about it going to his head and watching the podcast seems to help ease that anxiety of his. We met online before he even created his account, and we've never met in person. Whoa. But we talk every day. How'd you guys meet then?
Wow.
Questions.
The internet is a wild place.
It is.
Yeah, it's
all
true.
Three of us met online. Yep.
I know, but like, yeah, that's true. But we all knew each other from...
But it's slightly easier because you could just follow someone who follows
that's
you.
True. That's true. Yeah,
and then there's that message.
MySpace back in the day.
Yeah, nothing like that.
He's going to be here for my birthday in January, and I was going over what foods he likes with him in the kitchen when my roommates walked in. She asked what we were talking about, and I told her... she said, I forgot you had to feed him. I laughed it off by saying, well, he's a human. I legitimately just thought she was being a ditz. And then she said something that made me hang up on my friend. I just don't know how to feel. Well, I mean, he is a celebrity. Ooh. I've already chewed my roommate out for this, and she's moving back home with her parents soon. Well, I think that's... Wow. So I don't have to worry about that when my friend gets here, so this won't be an issue again. Now, that you've heard my story, my question is, has anything ever happened or been said to you that's made it seem like just because you're a celebrity, you're not still human? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Every single time I do a show, and people are there going, oh my God, that's like you. You're here. You're real. I'm like, yeah. No, I exist, and I'm a normal person. Obviously,
normal.
I
mean, for some of us.
Like, that's a stretch for me.
Yeah, not for you, Ben, but like for the rest of us.
I mean, just like, I'm a, like, as Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio once said, I'm a real boy. And like, there's a lot of times when you go to shows where people just don't expect you to be a real person.
Yeah, I think that we get it in both, like, the really positive ways and the really negative ways. So, like, either, like, you do shows and people are like, wow, I didn't know you were real. Or, like, I'm nervous to meet you. And it's like, I'm a very average human being. Yeah. Like for me, especially, I'm like, I'm aggressively average. Yeah. But then it's also things, like, super negatively where it's like, oh, something's happened in the news. Hey, you need to comment on it because you're this. Which is like, oh, I stopped being a human. I stopped being able to make my own choices. I stopped being able to, like,
yeah.
like you are everyone else's vocal piece then for what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't done any of the work to earn it. They haven't done any of the work to, like, try to figure out even where you stand on a situation. It's just, you need to feel this way and talk about it. And it's like,
yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
I feel like the one place where that happens the most for me is on dating apps. Mainly just because I was trying to pull it up just now, but a guy messaged me the other day and was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I like matched with a celebrity. And I remember showing it to my roommate and I was like, I still don't know how to respond to this without being like, haha, thank you.
You should be like, who?
And not necessarily that I don't like, this is the other thing. I don't know if people like think that I don't like dislike it. I'm not like, oh, this is the worst. How could you like send that? But I also just don't know how to respond to it, right? Like, I don't know how to.
It immediately
sets
a power dynamic that's not healthy.
Yes, exactly. Right. Where I'm like, are you wanting to match? Did you match with me just because I am a quote unquote celebrity? Which I also don't feel very much
that. And you, I don't think any of us should, because when you think about it, like, we can walk into most rooms and nobody's gonna know who we are. Whereas like, Kevin Hart or Brad Pitt or like those guys are celebrities. They can't go anywhere without somebody knowing who they are.
Well,
I had a funny moment recently where I was at a Crumble Cookies. Actually, I've been recognized at Crumble twice in the last week, and that makes me very happy, mostly because that means that my audience, I love them. They love cookies. Like, we're the same people. But I walked in, and there was a guy who was, like, behind the counter. I was like, dude, are you Youth Pastor Ryan? I was like, yeah. And he was also, I was dressed in what I call homeless couture, which is
your regular wear.
My regular clothes. Yeah. I actually dressed up for the podcast, and I'm still wearing an undershirt only.
No shirt on top, but.
Yeah.
And the pants. Gone.
Gone, yeah. Yeah, no one can see him.
And I like it.
It was just a weird thing where he goes, he's my first celebrity I've met. And it almost took me a sec to be like, where? Like, who?
Yes, exactly.
At that point, you don't want to, like, break their hearts or anything, but you can't just be like, oh, buddy, no.
Well, but that's the other,
I'm not.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. For me, it's also a matter of, like, do I address it as, like, because the question I actually had for my roommate when that guy sent the message on the dating app, he sent it on Bumble, and I was like, do I respond to this in a way that's like, because the obvious one is just like, haha, I guess so.
Yeah.
Or like, thank you so much. But then I was like, but I kind of also feel the need to be like, no, I'm not a celebrity. Should I just say that? But then it's like, but then that comes off like overly humble, maybe, where people are like, but you are kind of like popular on an app. And it's like, okay, but I'm definitely not celebrity.
Yeah.
I think the easiest response I've ever found is normally when people say it, like one person in a group will recognize me and then another person in that group will go, so like, are you famous? And then I go, if you have to ask that, no, I'm not.
Right.
And like, that's always my favorite answer, because then it just immediately puts it in like, no, I'm not. I'm just a goober. But like,
yeah, if I'm ever in a group and there's like somebody that's like, oh, I don't know you, I just go, that's fine.
There you go.
That's fine. But I think I would respond online with who?
Yeah.
And just be really excited about
the next time it happens. I'm going to do that, and I'm gonna give you guys the update on it.
Okay,
that'd be very
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. Also, I think another important question that wasn't exactly explicitly asked in this post, but just like something important maybe for the friend, of just like, what do you guys do necessarily to stay, like, to remain humble in, like, this whole situation?
I talk to my family.
Yeah, right? And they don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah, they're like, don't bring that shit over here. Like, we know who you are. We've seen you do the worst things. And so, yeah, it's very fun.
Ryan?
I think I don't know. I just have never viewed myself in any way that is like particularly positive. And so when other people do, I'm just kind of like, why? Like, yeah. I mean, like, I just don't like.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I know. I guess that it's kind of a sad thing, but I guess I never like. I don't know. I'm just trying to achieve something. I'm still trying to live up to what I hope to achieve. And since I haven't done that yet, I am still not. I don't consider it a success yet. Which is that was that came
but,
out
no,
so
but,
much
no,
sadder
but it's true.
Than yeah. I wanted it to.
In order to be a celebrity, in my eyes, I have to be like doing something specific. Like yeah. I'd have to have a comedy special on like a bigger platform, or I'd okay. have to be like. Touring. I mean, I know you're already doing that, so you are a celebrity.
Still, that doesn't. It doesn't. I don't feel.
I just need to be on like a TV show or something. Like you said, I feel like I would need to go to a place.
I need to achieve it in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
But But then the question is, what would that be for you? Because I always like whenever people ask me the question, like, what would you do if you won the lottery? I have a very, very easy joke response to it because I feel like I should have a response to it, but I don't care about money. So I tell people whenever they say, like, what would you do if you won the lottery? My go-to response is I would buy a pair of pants that fit.
No, but, like, genuinely. Nice. I don't know what I would do with that amount of money.
I would buy
money.
A used car.
I would buy a car because I don't own one.
Yeah.
I'd buy a house. I'd buy a car. And the rest of the money, I don't know what I'd do.
I'd buy property and start renting it out just so that I could have continuous, like, income.
Yeah, those things are the things that people normally say. But I don't care enough about money. I don't have an answer of what I would do if I won the lottery. There's just nothing. I don't care. It's literally just buy a pair of pants that fit, which I could do anyway.
I got put into a magazine.
Yeah.
Literally 2 days ago. Or it was yesterday. I did a photo shoot with Utah Valley Magazine for their Fab 40, which was very interesting. And they asked me,
Fab 40?
Like, what do you want to be like doing in 5 to 10 years? And I was like, I don't care what I have to do. I just want to be gardening at my own house with my dog. And that's all I want to do for the rest of my life. I was like, if that means getting a comedy special, that means eating a cockroach, that means doing something completely different, I don't care what I have to do to get to that point.
Why is eating a cockroach on that level?
he's watched too much Fear Factor.
Yeah. All that comes to mind is Joe Rogan. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that? The Fear Factor guy started a podcast.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. We also have a podcast. We're just a lot less N-words on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Infinitely less.
Well, yeah. We have none. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we haven't had one, which is good. And I don't think we will.
I think we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Weird how that sounds. Even that word doesn't even enter my vocabulary unless I hear someone else say it. And I go, oh, I forgot that word.
Oh, you can still hear it? I can't. It's like a dog whistle for me. I just can't even hear it anymore. I'm just nope, I'm afraid.
Watching that compilation video of Joe Rogan, I was like, sir, it's like, maybe you could be like, it's a mistake or it was something, I'm so sorry, if it was maybe like
he
one
said it
time.
Like
but
70
you can't,
times.
Like, literally, I was like, you can't apologize for the amount of times that you said it. I watched Joe Rogan once live and he said the F word, the gay slur.
Yeah. Oh.
And during that whole period of time. And I was like, this guy just like has no like care in the world for what he says. He does like a disregards it entirely. So it is so weird.
Let me ask you this, and I this is going to be a controversial topic, but for a completely different reason. How do you feel about Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K.?
Have you not?
In what way?
He has a joke where he says the N word, and he has a joke where he says the F word.
I don't know if I've seen the joke.
I'll have to show you the jokes because they're very well crafted.
Okay.
I've personally not heard anybody upset at his use of those words in that specific context.
Okay,
same.
But I think that's the way. If you're gonna do that, you have to do it in a way that's so well done.
I'll give you context for the Joe Rogan joke because I remember what he said.
Oh, but I don't like him as a comic.
Yes.
His
so
stand-up
his,
is not very
his whole
funny
thing
for me.
Was what if being able to say the F word, the gay slur, was like buying a deer tag essentially. So like, what if we like helped fund. He also said this. He was like, we'll help fund, like, AIDS money. Like, we'll give it to, like, AIDS research. And I was like,
yeah,
first
no,
of all, harmful stereotype. Second of all, Did you guys see the study that said that straight people are more infected with HIV than gay people now at this point?
As we check less frequently.
Yes.
That was a guess. I had no
probably,
idea.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I mean, we know that like straight people are more affected by it. Like definitely, like even the people that don't test it. Well that has
now
to
the question is, are they still going to let straight people donate blood? That's what we want to know.
That's really funny.
That's someone else's joke. I don't remember. I saw that on Twitter, but that was great. It was just, yeah, just super weird. He basically said, like, if it was, like, deer tags and you could, like, buy a certain amount of F words. I think he didn't say the N word in that one, but I think he might have. I can't remember. It was just but very weird.
The framing of it is, like, he can buy them just so he can use them later?
Yes. Well, use them in the right context because he was, like, because there are people. He was, like, I don't feel like, well, I don't know. He said something along the lines of, like, I feel like gay people aren't actual F words. He was like, it's usually, sure. But there are people that are definitely F words. And so he was like,
that seems like
if we can use it. And
that,
like,
yeah, that's very similar to Louis C.K.'s.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, but his one is like completely removing the word from the gay context altogether,
mm-hmm.
and using it for just people, for like what the word is supposed to actually mean,
mm-hmm.
and not using it towards gay people because they're gay.
Yes.
But just because they're doing something that's like super, like he's just like, what was
Phoenicians.
It? Like, Phoenicians, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna, I've never seen so many people from Phoenix before. And then some guy's like, actually, they're called Phoenicians?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him.
Yeah. And it all just goes back to, honestly, my feelings on the whole situation.
Yeah.
Until you've been called that word, which I have now 7, 8 times, something like that.
Dan, I think I might have been called it more than you.
Okay, well, I just want to clarify, I'm not also, I feel like I have been called it a lot when I was like younger,
right?
But not in the context of like
being
the
gay.
Actual
sure
meaning of the and what I, the yeah
I do want to I guess it's not a preface anymore because I've already asked the question, but like going forward from the when I show you those clips, I'm not asking you just like to speak on behalf of all gay people,
yeah.
because like I'm very well aware other gay people have other opinions, and like there's not just like one opinion that all gay people share, but I just want to know yours.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen
as,
the clip, so I don't know.
Specifically as a gay comedian.
Yes,
because now part of it is like, well, that's just a really good joke.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
see.
So, yeah, we'll
update
this.
Yep.
But also, we will watch it in a way that doesn't give money to Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. What are we supposed to say?
Wink, wink,
I'm going to steal money from Louis C.K.
Would you steal money from Louis C.K.?
I am social justice Robin Hood. Okay, we're going to move on. Dan?
It's Mike.
Yeah.
Elizabeth M. says, I love your podcast. I listened to it in my art class, and it helped me get through the death of my friend. I'm so sorry. I originally followed all of you individually on TikTok and was thrilled to see you all together. What is your craziest lost a tooth story? I was 8 years old, out at a church, a daddy-daughter dance, eating Oreos, when I noticed my tooth was very loose. So I pulled it out. All the people around me were horrified, and they made me go home early. My mother still has the bloody Oreo-covered napkin in her scrapbook. Wonderful.
I don't trust scrapbookers.
Tooth story.
I don't remember. Surprise.
Yeah. No. I have, like, specific teeth stories, but I don't know if I remember my first tooth.
Absolutely not. To be honest, it's craziest. What is your craziest tooth story? Uh-huh. Which I still don't have. The only memory I have of losing a tooth is that one time I pulled out a tooth and there was no blood. Like, it was completely clean.
That's a good feel.
Wow.
That's it. That's all I remember.
Interesting. That's a good question. To be honest with you, this is one. This is probably just, like, I don't know if it's necessarily crazy. But I had really messed up teeth. And I had, like, the big ones and the small ones at one point where it was just, like, this, like, amalgamation of, like, big and small. Okay. And I was sick and tired of it. So in the 7th grade, I had my last of my baby teeth. And I think I had about 5 or 6. And so I just used to sit in class and I'd shake the tooth and I'd pull it out. And then I'd move on to the next one and I'd just keep, like, nudging it. I wouldn't go, like, within a matter of hours or anything like that. But I'd slowly, like, work at it. At least, and I think I got them out within a period of a week. And I lost like all my teeth. Most of them were like molars, so it didn't like affect the like front smile.
Yeah.
But I definitely like took out like 5 or 6 teeth within a week because I was like, I'm sick and tired of having baby teeth.
That's enough. Yeah, that feels late. Seventh grade so, for like baby teeth.
Well, I think
Neil, you're not.
I don't know. I can't actually remember if it was seventh grade. I feel like it was seventh grade. Okay. I got the like the last of them maybe, but yeah.
Just feels late for me. I don't know why. I could be wrong.
Well, so, your craziest tooth story, Ryan?
Oh, I just remember finding years later that my mom had saved all my baby teeth that I'd pulled out.
I knew there was one of us in the group.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. And she'd saved them, and I just remember that they've all like deteriorated. No, I just remember like
what?
Like they essentially like just like went down into powder pretty much because they. Didn't
wow.
She was mortar pestling them. That's not like a thing teeth do.
I thought they decayed. Yeah, they pretty much just decayed, like baby teeth.
Crazy.
Ugh.
Yeah, they got like smushed
or
something.
Gross. No, they were just.
Yeah. Did you guys ever know any friends that had the mom that would make the necklace out of their baby teeth?
Gross.
No.
No. Ugh. I knew it was a thing. That's all I know. I don't know who or why, but it wasn't my mom.
Creepy.
Oh. Okay. We've got another question from Olivia B. Hey. Hi. Hello. First off, Ben, thank you for coming to San Antonio and helping my 2021 be less shysty.
You're welcome.
I mean, we have said fuck on the.
Yeah,
this episode.
It's me.
Oh, no, yeah, youth pastor.
True, he's
can't.
Not allowed to say
yeah,
it.
The
I forgot.
Word is shitty.
You answered a couple of my questions and gave me enough serotonin to survive Christmas working in retail. Wow, you must have given a ton of serotonin.
Yes, yeah.
I don't expect you to remember me, but I would like to know if you ever got to see, quote, the boots before leaving. I don't know what that means.
Oh, right, I do.
Secondly, did Alice give an update? Because I am interested in the rest of the details of the family reunion, dad, aunt pissed, savage grandma situation. I need a whole Netflix special on it. Lastly, Dan, thank you for existing.
Thank you.
I have no idea who you were before the podcast, but now I binged all your content. It gives me life. Thank you.
My favorite part about this whole podcast is the amount of times that people are like, I didn't know who the fuck you were. But you are so funny. Like, every time I go to one of your shows, people are like, I don't know who you are, but you're great. And yeah. I'm like, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I just love that that's your complaint. Well, I didn't even get mentioned in this.
I
just don't
thank
exist.
Thank you, Olivia. Thank you for existing. That's awesome.
So I did not see the boots. The boots, there's like a building in San Antonio, Texas. I always ask what is their landmark in the cities that I perform in. Mm-hmm. And they said the boots. And there's like this big building. I think it's like a boot barn or something that just has a giant pair of boots on top of it. And so they call them the boots, obviously. No, I did not see it, but I know it exists. And I do believe we gave an update on that situation, the Alice situation,
yes,
in a different episode. So you're welcome for the update.
What's your favorite landmark that you've seen?
That
both
I've
of you,
seen?
What's your favorite landmark from any destination that you've seen?
Oh, all the big things in Casey, Illinois.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I mean, I like Big Ben, don't get me wrong, but it really it's just big things. I like big things. Space Needle was cool. Anything
that's what
tall.
She said.
Oh, dang.
I see
Space Needle.
Did,
yeah, we did see that. No, me and Dan
we saw the,
saw
space,
the
needle.
Space Needle.
Yep. Drove up the hill.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
Man, I was in Omaha in February, and I asked them, what's your thing? And they didn't really have much. It was Omaha. But then they said, Runza. And I spent a good amount of time talking about Runza. Runza is a fast food joint in Nebraska. And it's basically like if you took a Philly cheesesteak, took off the cheese, stuffed it inside of a Hot Pocket, and then sold it at a fast food drive-thru lane. That's what a Runza is.
Wow.
Wow.
Sounds like a meat pie, which is what I grew up with.
Probably very similar.
I did love it. Pepper steak pies.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And so I went, and it was good. Like, I was happy with it.
Okay, Runza.
Yeah, no.
Promo
I was
for Runza, get a Runza.
Get a Runza.
Is it a Runza or is that the name of the brand?
Both.
Oh, okay.
The name of the chain is called Runza, and you can order like the classic Runza.
Okay, that's awesome.
It was good. Joy M says, so I just saw Ben's video on TikTok about the bikini baristas, and he said it wouldn't be the first time he was arrested. Ben, can you tell that story? And then the next question goes to Dan.
Sam K said, I just want to say thank you for providing a laugh. You guys genuinely make my day brighter, whether it be on your own or through the podcast. I absolutely adore the content you three put out, and I don't think I could thank you guys enough. Thanks for making the world a bit of a better place. Aww. I did not read that correctly. The world a bit happier.
Thanks, Sam K.
Thanks, Sam K.
So I've read this one already, and I am so excited for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So let me handle the end of this one, because I know exactly how we're going to do this.
Okay.
But I'm also going to try to not get the podcast canceled, because full names were given, and we can't do that.
Oh, wow.
This comes from Janelle W. Janelle, we got your back. She says, hey, guys, I absolutely love your podcast and usually end up watching it with my friends. Whenever a new episode comes out, we all agree to watch it at certain times, and we do a live commentary in our group chat. I actually met my boyfriend through a mutual friend who wanted to join our group watch. Well, we've been together since July of last year, and I was wondering if you guys could help me do something for him and our mutual friend. I recently found out that he was cheating on me with our mutual friend.
Oh,
wow.
Who's dating another friend in the group. I found out when he asked me to play some music in his phone in the car, and I saw he had a text from her. I ended up clicking on it and found all these sexts and nudes between the two of them.
Wow.
Some of the messages that our friend had sent, I had helped her come up with, thinking they were going to her girlfriend, not my boyfriend.
Wow.
Which also, wow, what an interesting triangle. I was hoping you guys could help me expose them. My boyfriend's name is full name, and he's cheating on me with her friend. This name. Love you guys. So hold on. Janelle W., if you wouldn't mind, this will be the part where you stop and you look around the group and you're like, oh, I'd pause it for right now. Because I'd stare at him. I'd look at him. I'm hoping that this is giving enough time for the group text to go out of what is he talking about? What do you think's going on? Because I'm excited.
Yeah, let's just address the individuals, though. She knows.
She does know.
She knows.
And you're
and you know. You know who you are. The two of you.
I would hope.
We can use first names, though.
I'd hope you guys are not still together at this point, because you sent this in a while ago.
Yeah.
And yes. Like, this was sent in like during our break. Like December, January.
Oh.
So I would hope that you are not still with him when this episode comes out.
But if you are, because you're that petty.
Yeah.
Adam. I'd like you to look over at your girlfriend, Janelle, and say, I'm sorry for being such a huge tool and cheating on you.
Can I say that better?
With our friend, Abby. And Abby, stop cheating on your girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, so just everybody stop cheating.
Can we just stop swinging?
because it doesn't seem like it's...
Because
yeah.
I'm going to start swinging.
There it is. There's the bend.
All right.
Love it.
All right. We're going to move on. Faith W says, hi, so I wanted to say that I love all of you so much and that the content y'all make has helped during a dark time. I wanted to know if y'all have watched the new Encanto movie, and if so, who's your favorite character? Anyway, I hope that y'all read this on the weekly pod, and sorry for the long message. P.S. Ryan is my favorite. LOL, why do y'all always pick on him? Anyway, I hope y'all post it. Which question do you actually want me to answer first?
I'm an easy target.
Yeah, just surprised Look that at they him. Didn't say, and Dan, I didn't know who you were, but you were fantastic.
Faith, if you love something, make relentless fun of it.
That's so nice. Also, I love that Faith is the name of the person, and she loves Youth Pastor Ryan the most. That helps a lot.
I'm not going to stop.
Thanks, Faith.
So have you guys seen Encanto?
I have not.
I have seen Encanto.
I've seen the second half of Encanto.
Excuse me?
Wait, what?
I watched it with Lonnie, but he had already started watching it, and by the time I got there, it was like halfway through the movie.
Interesting.
Okay.
And I did not ask them to restart it.
Honest truth is that I love pretty much all the characters. Like, I don't know if I can pick a specific one. I mean, obviously we'll choose Bruno, because there's a theory that he's like the gay one. The gay ostracized uncle or whatever the fuck. But, yeah, I love Mirabelle. Fantastic character. Fantastic main character.
Okay.
And fantastic story. So.
I like the little boy that turns into animals.
He was pretty good.
Beast what is his Boy? Name?
Yeah, it's Beast Boy, but in Kanto style.
I'm going to not try and read so fast because I've been on Adderall and that's affecting me. So.
Are you kidding? I read that fast just without Adderall.
Read that fast, but as you guys know, I don't know if I can read.
Yes.
I got to really slow down. This is just like proving that I'm illiterate, I think. Shout out to Zimbabwean education. Tana B said, hey, Dan, Ben, and Ryan, I'm reaching out with a question and need some advice. I figured out who better to ask than three strangers on the internet.
That's correct.
For some context, I have known my current boyfriend for 4 years, and we've only been dating for 4 months. It's long distance. He is in Texas. I'm in Nebraska. Where I drive to him and stay or take him back to Nebraska for a chunk of time. This most recent trip, right after Thanksgiving, he was in the cornfields with me. He was in the cornfields with me when his father died from his battle with cancer. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I have done everything I could try and get to get my BF back down before his dad's passing. After this whole fiasco, our relationship has been fairly tense. I understand that things aren't going to be immediately fixed and that he is going through an immensely difficult time in his life. But I don't know how I can effectively communicate to him that I am here for here to comfort slash listen when he is open to share his thoughts and feelings. Is there a good way to explain that if he needs space, that I respect his decision without seeming like I want to break up? Thanks a bunch, Tana. P.S. Thank you. Thank you, three wonderful homies, for all you do. Thank you. Okay. You're amazing.
So first of all, I would like to say, really sorry we're getting to this so late. Hope you figured it out by now.
Yes.
But also, just like, open communication is not difficult. You can just say exactly what you said to us to him.
Yes.
I don't think that's and then the worst that could happen is he doesn't understand what you want, and then you explain it to him again. But also, this goes a little bit deeper. There's another level here. Of if you're a human being on this planet, you need to understand how you process grief, and you need to understand how what things help you get through that. Because if you are on this planet right now and you don't know how you personally go through grief or process grief or the things that you need to help you get out of like a depressive episode, then your friends will feel helpless. And that's like a second thing that you don't want to blame on them. So it's hard to ask for help in a lot of situations like this. I understand. But if you don't know what help to ask for in the first place, then it's impossible to get the help you need. For example, like whenever I'm going through some sort of like trauma or whenever I have a depressive episode, I'm a people person. I'm an extrovert. I need people around, but I also cannot leave. I cannot leave my house. I can't get out of bed and I can't text people. So what it is becomes a hurdle of I text somebody that I need them and then they come over. Like it's a much easier to say when I'm sad, I need this than it is to ask explicitly for someone to do that for you.
Yeah. My other piece of advice is honestly just like, I just flat out tell him what you're observing of the situation. Mm-hmm. In that communication and say, I can tell that you're going through a tough time. I can see that you might need some space. Is that a correct assumption? Something that I have been kind of experiencing is I have a good friend who I have been making a lot of assumptions about recently. And we had a full-on discussion actually just this week where he basically told me like, hey, I don't like when you make these assumptions because I don't feel that way. And if I did, I would obviously tell you. I know that most people don't, but he definitely does. And so I think in a lot of ways, it's better to not assume someone's position and rather just communicate with them and ask them if that is something that they are thinking or feeling before making the assumption or before even like jumping to a particular conclusion.
Right. And at the end of the day, if this is the thing that causes you guys to break up, you're probably both going to tell people like, I did it because you'll be like, I did it because he was just like really sad and he shut me out. And then he'll be like, well, I did it because she wasn't help. I was very sad and she wasn't helping. When in reality, you both failed the communication part. Your relationship fell apart because you both failed to communicate openly and correctly with each other. So that's
part of a relationship.
Yes, that is a thing. If you can't communicate with somebody, your thoughts, feelings, emotions, whatever, your relationship will fall apart. Yes. And that doesn't even just stick with like boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. With your friends, if you don't know how to openly communicate your thoughts, feelings, and ideas with your friends, you will not be friends for very much longer.
Yes. And in that same vein, Adam and Abby, you don't communicate well. So we need you to start communicating better, Adam.
Actually, if you guys could stop communicating because you're making everyone's life horrible. And
everyone's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is going to be weird coming from youth pastor Ryan. But like, I believe that if people cheat, they don't deserve to find love at any point in their life. like that's a really hard take on that. But I'm like, if you've ever cheated, I think you deserve to be sad for the rest of your life. Like, I just... Because I'm like, you made a choice and you never deserve to find love now.
Have you been cheated on, Ryan?
Yes, I have.
I think people that cheat should probably just understand that they need to communicate at the beginning of the relationship that they want something polyamorous or open. And so they're not ruining
somebody's life. If it's not happening at the very start of the relationship, Don't like it's just selfish to take someone down a like the full journey of love and relationship.
It's just weak. If you don't want to be there, break up with them. Don't be weak. Thank you. They're a coward.
It's also just like the communication there is you sit down and be like, hey, this is what I want from our relationship. And they go, this is what I want. And if those two things don't equal, then leave the relationship. Cheating is only cheating if you're stepping out on the boundary set by the partner in your relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes. So figure out how to speak to each other.
Yeah. Back to communication. It's all about communication. Okay. Amra A, I'm working on an essay right now and listening to episode 29 of the podcast. Where I was talking about performing at the Potawatomi Casino in Wisconsin and been asked, Milwaukee? Ryan responded with, no, Wisconsin. As someone from Wisconsin, this made me laugh. I am dumb. That's all. Thanks for reading this. Your podcast makes my day. I love that this made it into the things. I feel like Ben saw this and was like, Ryan looks dumb. Let's just add that one in.
I didn't know, but I'm happy. next question. Brie L. I wanted to say that I love, love, love the podcast. I find joy in listening to the episodes as I'm driving to work. I wanted to say thank you for taking time out of your lives and busy schedules to record this for everybody. Now on to a not so serious question and more of a fun one, or at least to me. Maybe the three of you will hate it. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I'm a big bookworm slash nerd, whatever you want to call it. Recently, I've been thinking about what would happen if the Hunger Games were a real thing. So here's the question. Going off of the first book and the first arena, how would you survive slash win the game? Again, really big fan of the three of you. Brie.
Thanks, Brie.
Thanks.
I've read all the books, so.
Ryan, do you think you would? First of all, do you think you would survive the
Absolutely
Hunger
not.
No. Okay. No. Dan, do you?
I think I'd survive a while, but I don't think I would.
How? Okay, what would be your go-to? What would you do?
I'd hide.
Hide?
Yeah, I would definitely, like, I'd climb things and I would hide.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Dan?
I'd survive a certain amount from hiding, but I feel like I would also be the one to get caught hiding and then killed.
I just picture Dan standing behind a tree that's too skinny. Like a birch tree. Like, it's just like...
I have been told, though, that I am very, like, quiet. A lot of people have told me that
dudes are that way. My buddy TJ is the exact same way. He's 6'3", like 350, and like he's a big dude, but stealthy.
Well, and that's the thing. All growing up, my parents would set bedtime, and they were like 8 o'clock, but the 8 o'clock movie every Sunday would be like a major big movie, and I always wanted to watch it, but I was never allowed. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I learned the skill to like sneak in, and I would sneak in the dark. Like, my parents would have all the lights off and just the TV glaring, right? Uh-huh. But I would sneak, like, right past their eye line. I just slowly move and sneak into this, like, little side room by my parents' TV and watch the full movie. And then I'd be like, hi, yeah. And then one time it got ruined because my dad was like, his family had brought beef jerky from America. And I'd never had beef jerky. And he was like, he asked my sisters and my mom, he's like, who wants beef jerky? And I was like, yes. And then from that point on, they knew where I would be sitting.
I love that you got outed by beef jerky.
I have two answers to this question, depending on certain contexts.
How hard would you win, Ben?
Enough.
Yeah.
Now, the context, depending on the context,
would
I have two different
answers.
Well,
you do that.
First context, we'll just assume that the Hunger Games is a part of a competition that nobody feels bad about being. Let's just assume for this situation that the Hunger Games is not run by a tyrannical government, right?
It's run by a super normal government.
It's not a government. I don't know. Maybe it was a voluntary thing. I don't know. I don't know exactly what context, but it's the context for this answer needs to be that it's not run by the government in an evil sort of way.
Okay.
I would win, but I can't tell you how. Because I don't want them to find out.
That's fair.
They'd be like, the podcast. Yes, quiet. Yeah, we know where he's at. I also don't know how I would. I imagine nobody would see me until the very end. The cameras couldn't find me. The people couldn't find me. And it's not like I'm hiding. I'm actively hunting. I would actively hunt.
Yeah, I think you would.
But I don't think anybody would find me. That'd be how I go. You know how PETA kind of covers himself in paint and like hides?
Yeah.
It's that, but I'm actively hunting you. I'm not waiting for you to not find me. You're going to die, and as you're dying, you're going, where did that come from?
What happened there?
Oh, that's weird. The other piece of context is if this is a Hunger Games style where it is run by a tyrannical government, I I would survive, but the government would not.
I see that happening.
Everybody in the Hunger Games, except for like the three people that came from like the District 1 where they like they want to be there, everybody in the Hunger Games would survive and the government would be burnt down.
Wow.
I would personally kill off the people that want to be there, that think the government's
so
cool.
You would do what the story is.
I feel like you would participate
in the Hunger Games and then you'd take out the government.
I wouldn't participate in the Hunger Games. I would only kill the people in the Hunger Games that want to support the government.
Okay.
I would kill them and then I would turn around to the rest of the people that are staring at me wide-eyed and I'd go, it's either us or them. And then they would go, them it is. And then we would destroy everything.
Do you know how the Hunger Games works, though? They kill off people that don't want to kill off anyone else.
They could try.
I mean, sure.
So, like, you wouldn't have much of an army at the end, but I do feel like Ben would be surviving.
Yeah, for some reason,
I would
do
also
feel like,
very well
I feel
know
like you'd
that
find the will.
Cameras would be on me the whole time.
That's why I think I'd
Ben's
be Rue
performing.
And
yeah,
in
no,
the
that's
Hunger
what
Games.
I would be. I would not be talking to the people I'm in the Hunger Games with. I would be talking directly to everybody on
He's
the
like
outside
in the tree
that's
camera.
Watching. Yeah, and I would grab the camera, and I'd have it, and I'd be like, listen, nobody wants to be here, and an effective revolution only requires 3% of the population to uprise. They don't have the numbers. Let's go. And then I would just, like, toss the camera, and I'd turn around and go,
and then
Rambo,
would hold
Rambo.
Three fingers up and go, I can't whistle, so there you go. Wow. Very fun.
Let's hope that didn't hurt.
That exploded. By
yeah, that sure. That was a different one.
Yeah, I would probably. I would burn down the government.
I love the intro to this next question. Ashton S says, "Mormons came to my home. Help!
Are they still there?
Yeah, they're just sitting there. Yeah, my mother had Mormons call her, and she asked them into our home. It went well. She may have converted me. Me, not so much. She is now reading the book. How can I avoid Mormons? What was your worst Mormon experience?
How can I avoid Mormons?
Yeah, Dan, how can we avoid Mormons?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I've answered this question before, I think, on the podcast.
As long as you
but
don't
invite
them in.
But I feel like my answer has changed. It's just from, like, a little bit of introspection. I want you guys to understand that, like, Mormon missionaries believe very strongly that they're doing the right thing. But they're kind of, like, in a little bit of a way, torturing themselves. Like, I just, like, willfully exposed myself to a whole bunch of weather and outward, like, I don't know, just bad things because I thought I was doing the right thing. So what I would say to that is maybe, like, don't entirely avoid them. Do you, like, in some situations, Mormon missionaries aren't allowed to eat unless someone, like, offers them food and or they go home at night and eat. That was, like, the rule in my mission was, like, we weren't allowed to eat unless an investigator, someone who is a Mormon, or someone who hasn't been to church in a while was with us. So it was like a weird situation.
At that point, I'm knocking on doors. Do you want to get lunch?
Well, and that's the whole thing. So if they do come to your door, just simply explain that you're not interested. But just remember that they are like 18-year-olds and human beings. And that, like, I don't know.
Letting them
into your house
prevents
them from getting shouted at. Because I guarantee they're going down street after street after street where people are telling them to fuck off and no. And, like, they're getting exposed to a lot of, like, kind of crazy shit that, like, a regular 18, 19-year-old isn't getting exposed to. So just be nice, be kind, make their day a little bit better with a little bit of a compliment or
something. You can invite them in and show them Rumspringa.
Yes.
Just remember that there's a reason why the CIA recruits a lot of Mormons. It is because they're tough as nails. Like, because you don't go through that and come out normal.
No.
You just invite them in, you say, I'm not interested at all, but do you want to come in and eat and then I'll kick your ass in Mario Kart?
My favorite thing, here's a suggestion.
Make a friend.
Here's a suggestion.
Convert them.
So the rule is you're not allowed to play video games and you're not allowed to watch TV, right?
Convert them.
But, and sometimes they were, like, there are missionaries that will, like, tell people, like, can you turn off the TV? It's a distraction. But sometimes my favorite thing to do if a TV was on was I'd let my companion teach for a little while and then I would watch the TV. And I'm pretty sure he watched the TV when I would teach. So just leave the TV on while they're teaching. You don't have to concentrate on the message. Just be like, this is the break they deserve. Turn on some music. They're not listening to pop music, so you can, like, turn on the latest hits And they can be like, wow.
I've never heard of Lady Gaga.
I remember hearing Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus on my mission and being like, this is amazing. And that's when I knew I was gay.
Yeah, I was about to say. Was that
the most it's obvious? Really funny to me to think about a Mormon just like on a bicycle singing.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Ding, ding, ding.
And if they ask you to turn off the TV, be like, no, you guys can teach with the TV on. And then watch them be very polite and don't let them make you turn off the TV. That's my advice. If you do want to avoid them, or advice for your mom, if
Move
that's the situation, just tell her to research Mormons or LDS or Latter-day Saints and LGBTQ plus issues. If that's an issue she cares about, look up Blacks in the Priesthood. They did not let black people have
1978. Yeah,
the priesthood until 1978. And the only reason I say I don't use the phrase blacks ever, but that's how they refer to it. They're like, everybody's always concerned. The most recent example is a church leader who actually heads the young men's society, so all the teenage boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally just said, and this is like kind of a summarized quote of it, but he was in front of an entire group of people and was like, instead of asking why we didn't give blacks the priesthood in 1978, maybe we should ask why white people didn't get the priesthood until whenever Joseph Smith found it in 1805 or whatever it was.
It wasn't around.
Didn't exist. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of controversies that your parents and you can research in order to make sure that you are making the right decision for yourself. I'm not going to tell you not to.
Convert.
Mormons are very kind and nice, but just know that there is a troubled history.
Ryan's also very kind and nice.
Right? And I have a
but
troubled
history.
But he's
not Mormon, so there you go.
I just look Mormon. It's different. There's a documentary called Murder Among the Mormons. It's very interesting.
That is a very good
documentary. God bless Missouri.
And then there's the new Andrew Garfield movie, mm-hmm. True Crime Story, whatever it's called. I can't remember that.
Tick, tick, boom?
No, there's a new one coming up. Yeah.
Anyway, next question from Zelly D. First off, I love your name. Second off, hi guys, just wanted to let you know that I've been having a hard time to get my little brother tested positive for COVID, so I had to cancel my visit home. He's got both doses of the vaccine and the booster. He'll be fine. That's a very funny just little asterisk there. Listening to your podcast really helped me feel better. Now my tears are from laughter, not sadness. Keep being you.
Cute. Thanks, Zelly. I love Thanks, making Zelly. People cry.
With joy.
Well.
Nope.
Next question. Rihanna M. says, hey, guys, I'm a big fan of all three of you, but I'm new to the podcast, and I've been listening to the oldest and making my way to the newest. I just finished Ben's story in episode 9, where he talks about his first time going to Camp Blanding and competing in the competition he didn't want to win. I must ask, what year did that occur, Ben? Because my father was stationed there for many years, and he told me a story extremely similar to the one you told about a guy who won but didn't care. His name was Sergeant Mendoza back then. I don't know his rank right now, but I gotta know. You reminded me so much of himself that he still talks about it.
Did you know him?
It sounds real familiar.
Wow.
Sergeant Mendoza, if that's you, hi. Okay, so I joined in 15, and so this was somewhere between, I want to say, 17 and 20. So 2017 and 2020, I think it was 17 and 18, could have been 18, 19, but that's my guess is between, that's my range for you. It's 2017 till 2020, two of those years I was in it. And both times I did not look like I wanted to be there. So it sounds really familiar. It really does. So if that's your dad, tell him it's an I.
And Anonymous says, hi, I'm listening to old episodes and I love listening to Dan and Ben call Ryan gay. And I didn't realize that
I'm helping.
No, who are you helping?
And I didn't realize it happened until I re-listened to the episodes, and it's actually something I do. I'm bi, and me and one of my non-binary friends make fun of our straight friend who looks very bi. More bi than me. So we keep saying that she is straight. It's very funny. Anyway, I also wanted to ask a question. If you had to live in one book series or TV show, if you don't read, what would it be? Mine would be Shadow and Bone. It's on Netflix and it's a great show. So I recommend that you watch it. I've watched it. It's great. It's also a book series. So if you have time to read it, you should. I hope you all have a great day.
Interesting.
Right now I'm reading Mistborn. So I would put myself in Mistborn. Very fun.
Okay, well, there's a few. I feel like Harry Potter would be a good one, but there's always that chance that you don't end up as a wizard, Harry. let's see.
Let's say that you would.
See, I'd want to be a Pokemon trainer, and ooh, everybody can become a Pokemon trainer.
Is that a book?
That's a TV show.
It's a book series.
And it's a manga.
Ryan's
saying
or
that TV show.
Read.
Okay.
It also is a manga. So.
You'd be surprised that I read, but I can't read aloud.
So I'm currently going through.
Dan reads real quiet in his brain place.
I'm like, I'm such a good reader when I read in my mind. Yeah.
Currently, I'm working on Thief of Time by Terry Pratchett. It's the first book in Discworld. And that one's very interesting. It's very absurd, and I like it. Percy Jackson's
TV show
cool.
is being made
Watchmen
June 1st. June 9th.
Really cool,
but again,
really
Percy Jackson, there's always a pretty high chance that you're not a demigod.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you're just a regular person living in a regular world because you don't even see what's happening. And then you have, I think Discworld would be fun because it's very absurd. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, I would love that.
Would be fun.
That's funny.
And just hoping that I don't end up as just like a normal human person. But I think I would have to go Ready Player One.
Oh, fun.
Ooh.
25 cents for a full virtual reality world. I mean, I would come up with ways where I didn't just like get addicted to it. I think, I would hope.
That's
you know,
what a
I'd
lot
still...
of addicts say, Ben. Like, that's...
Yeah, I know. I would just hope that I'd still be able to find a way to like get outside and run and stuff like that. But I think just being able to log into a full virtual reality world where you could just be in the Lord of the Rings, or like go be in movies that you like, and just like there's so much that you could do. Not Ready Player Two. Don't want that one. Ready Player One is fine.
I don't know if I would be involved in this world just because I don't think it would be appropriate, but a book that I highly recommend is The Children of Blood and Bone. It's like Harry Potter, but in Africa, and it's wonderful.
Interesting.
And it's incredible. Lucasfilm is bought the rights to the film series. Oh, I guess the book series. And so now they are making films about
it. So the first three are going to be good, and then they're just going to kill it. Cool.
They'll redo the first three films two more times,
every single
but time. Not say that it's redoing the first three films.
Yeah. Did you guys see the picture of Hayden Christensen?
No.
They released him as Darth Vader. A picture of him as Darth Vader.
Interesting.
So maybe we should react to that soon.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that is it. That is all. Thank you once again for tuning in and listening to an episode of The Good, the Dan, the Florida Man. We hope we said or something or did something this episode to make you want to listen to us again. Ryan, where can they find you outside of the podcast?
YouthPastorRyan.com. It'll link you to everything. Dan, what about you?
You can check me out on Dan Bam Bam on all social media platforms except for Snapchat, which is Dan_YOLO_love. Ben.
I also have a website you can check out. It's BenBrainard.com. My last name is spelled brain, like the one in your head, A-R-D. If you can't figure that out, try using yours. Ryan, I see you. You can contact the podcast at podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. We also have a website, gdfmpodcast.com. You can go on there, check us out. All of our stuff and links are there as well. We will see you next week.
Bye.